September's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Coming up this month, we'll be talking to some of the teams challenging up at the top of the NPL West, East and Midlands divisions, as we'll be joined by the managers at Shildon, Ilkeston Town, Ossett United, Warrington Rylands, Carlton Town, Liversidge and Hales Owen. But before that, let's head to the top of the West Division and to Workington AFC. They're top of the league, 3 points clear of Mosley. And to find out how the start to the season has been for the Reds, I caught up with BBC Radio Cumbria's very own, it's a welcome back to the show, to John Walsh. Well, welcome back to the show, John. And it is great having you back. It means football's back. And that's great news. Let's talk about Workington AFC, because it's been a really good start to the season, hasn't it, when it comes to the league?
Oh, absolutely top-notch, Ben. It's been wonderful, really. I mean, we only lost our unbeaten record on Tuesday to what I thought was a very good Warrington Ryland side. Having said that, we were 2-0 down after 65 minutes and then came back and bossed the rest of it virtually, pulled one back and could easily have got another or even two to win it. But that was the 12th game. We'd gone 11 games unbeaten. But, of course, if you stretch it back to the two seasons that finished early, if you like, there wasn't many last season, I think 10, I think, then the season before, if you put it together, it's 28 games unbeaten across three seasons. So it is pretty impressive, which makes it more important, I think, Ben, I think with that sort of record, that we go on and win it this year and earn the promotion that the club so richly deserves after what they've put in over these COVID-affected seasons. Got to keep this going, of course. We are top of the league, but losing on Tuesday will give an incentive to the likes of Mosley and Marine, who look as though they... And Warrington Rylands look as if they could do a bit of... they'll certainly trouble a lot of teams in the matches ahead. There's teams in behind who could cause a few problems, so we've got to be watchful of that. But the big thing as well, apart from this unbeaten run, long unbeaten run, which has finally ended, it's a wonderful effort by the club, because on Tuesday, when we lost at Warrington Rylands, there were eight senior players missing. And that has been a common denominator, anywhere between 4, 5, 6, 7 and 8 players have been missing for the good part of 6 weeks. I mean, when Chris came in, Chris Wilcock, who's done a wonderful job, and when he came in and the injuries started just mounting up, the fact that we are still top of the league and had been unbeaten until Tuesday was just a remarkable, remarkable effort. And I've got to say it here and now, full credit to the manager, the new manager who came in, because he's gone out, and although we've had up to 9 out, I think he's signed 7 new players. One has since left. Paul Marshall, who's gone on to Withenshaw, had to leave because of work commitments. Played 6 games, mind, scored 1 goal, but the others are still here. And some of them are injured as well now. It just seems a curse. But the players he's brought in have been good. They've gone into the side. They've looked, and they are experienced players who know this league and have done really well for us. I've covered Workington for... I followed Workington since 1953 when my dad took me down, but I've written for the paper since 1967 and worked for the last 20 years for radio. And since I became a journalist, that's 54 years I've covered them, I'm going to say this now, this is the best board of directors we've had. They are really, really on the case, and I can see us going forward, especially now under this board, we have a chance of making the progress that this club deserves.
Now, on this week's show, it's an interesting show because we've been catching up with a fair few Step 4 clubs from the FA Cup. So we've already, in recent weeks, obviously spoken to Mosley, Marine, Runcorn Linnets. It's good to catch up with clubs like Workington AFC, who might not necessarily have had a good cup run this year, but certainly have been performing brilliantly up at the top of the division. And based on what you've said there, John, I feel like the mood at the club's pretty good at the moment, barring those injuries. And what's your thoughts on the FA Trophy? I mean, it is all about promotion, isn't it, this year? But it'd be nice to have a trophy run.
Yeah, funny enough, I've just had a text from a mate of mine. I mean, I've just written a piece for the website I'm writing for, and I said that it's a free hit for Workington tomorrow in many ways because of what they're trying to do in the league. And he's castigating me. He said, what do you mean free hit? You know, you should be trying for as much as you can to get a cup run, get some money in, blah, blah, blah. And I responded by saying, normally, I would agree with you. I think that's definite. The fans like cup runs, whether it's a trophy, more importantly, the FA Cup. But they like a run in a knockout competition. But I said, this year's a wee bit different this season. Obviously, after these 2 years when we've missed out on promotion after being doing so well, got to do it this year. Promotion is the number one aim by a long, long way. And because of the injuries we've had, there's going to be lads out tomorrow, and it's important that we keep as strong as possible, obviously, for the league. And if you get into a cup run, you know what it's like. The league matches are postponed. We haven't got into winter yet when more matches become postponed. I don't think we're in a position to do that. Obviously, everybody goes out to win games, and I'm sure Working will be trying to win tomorrow. He'll be putting out the strongest team he can possibly under the circumstances, but he won't be risking anybody who is anywhere near coming back from a long absence. So,
and John, just a final plug for all the coverage. Obviously, broadcast non-league broadcasting royalty, John Walsh. I'm gonna say it. Updates on BBC Radio Cumbria. What's happening this weekend surrounding this trophy match?
Well, I'll be doing highlights because we do come third in the pecking order behind Carlisle United and Barrow. So. And they do full match now, and they've got a frequency each to do the full match. So I'll be on beforehand, talking to Chris Wilcock beforehand, giving the team. At halftime, I'll be giving a halftime report. After the game, a full-time report and an interview with Chris Wilcock. That's as much as we get on a Saturday when the other two teams are playing. And Kendal Town, playing the same league, of course, they've got a trophy match tomorrow.
They've got Yorkshire Amateur.
That's correct. Yeah, Yorkshire Amateurs. Yeah, so... You know, Kendall will be on as well. Gary Woodworth will be doing for them for radio. And when I do my bit at half time and full time, Gary will also be doing his bit for Kendal Town. So, so we do get our bits of coverage. I think I've done two full match commentaries for Radio Cumbria so far this season. So we have had our little opportunities when the big two, as it were, Barrow and Carlisle, aren't playing. So, yeah, they still think of us and we still get a mention. And hopefully there's more to come.
Great. So great coverage on BBC Radio Cumbria. Look them up on Twitter and
absolutely.
The BBC website, of course. Yeah. But John Walsh, it's a pleasure having you back. It can only mean that football is once again upon us. And all the best this weekend. And I'm sure we'll catch up this side of Christmas for further updates on Workington and Kendal, of course.
Yeah, Ben, thank you very much indeed, champion. Lovely to be back.
John Walsh there from BBC Radio Cumbria. So, as we were discussing there, Warrington Rylands with a good win midweek over Workington AFC. That sees Warrington Rylands in third position, 4 points behind Workington with a game in hand. And in between Workington and Warrington Rylands is Mosley. But Warrington Rylands this weekend will be in FA Trophy action. They're hosting Hebburn Town. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Warrington Rylands. It's a welcome back to the show to Dave McNabb. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us again on the show. And before we get to the FA Trophy, just a general catch-up on the start of the season. It's been a few months since that Welcome to the NPL show we did, but it's been a very good start to life at Step 4.
Yeah, it's been really good. There's been lots of positives. There's still lots of things that we need to do better and improve on and off the pitch. But overall, it's been a really pleasing start, I think. Ourselves, like many other clubs, have had been inundated with injuries, which has caused some scary moments and whatever. But you know, I think we're in a really good place now, and we're looking forward to the rest of the season.
And what have you made of the competition more generally? Because obviously there was the Marine result a couple of weeks ago, if I could bring that up, but then quickly gloss over it with that fantastic victory over Workington midweek. So you're certainly contenders in these early stages, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I mean, look, I'm not too sure about contenders. I think we're very early on at the moment. So obviously, we want to try and win every game we play and finish as high as possible. The standard is very, very high, as we expected. You know, some of the games that we've won and some of the games we've lost, there's been very little between them. I know it sounds a little bit strange, but there was little between ourselves and Marine. I mean, fair play to Marine. They were really clinical in both boxes, and they done really well, and they deserve to win the game. But you know, we've had games where we've gone on to win the game. You know, the Mosley game, we won 3-0, but again, it was a very closely contested game. And I think if anything, this league has shown that how important it is that you're clinical in both boxes.
I mean, that's the thing about this league. Workington currently out in front at the moment, but the playoffs, you've got yourselves, Mosley, Trafford and Marine. And outside the playoffs, you've got the likes of Leek, Clitheroe, Runcorn Linnets. And we've seen how good Runcorn Linnets are in the FA Cup, haven't we? As well as Marine. So what a phenomenal division this is.
Yeah, and look, I think that was one of the biggest things that excited us. Obviously, when we realised we were being promoted, obviously, you start to look at, you know, the challenges of playing at step four. And then when you start to look into it a little bit more detail and you realise the structure of the leagues, it was really exciting in terms of the amount of teams that are not just top level teams in terms of looking to promote, get promoted again and push on, but also teams in a really close geographical area. So, you know, we've got like 7 or 8 what you could class as derby games, and you know, it just adds to the excitement, and we're, you know, we're really pleased with how we're doing so far, but yeah, we know it's only early doors.
So next up, no FFRs anymore, unfortunately for yourselves. It's the FA Trophy now, being at step four, and Hebburn Town this weekend from the East Division. What's your thoughts on this challenge?
It'll be good. It'll be really good to catch up with Kevin and his team. I think obviously we've only played each other once before competitively in the quarterfinal, the Vars last year. But it's quite a strange feeling because it feels almost like we're quite close as clubs, because obviously we played each other in the quarterfinals, both going on to win the Vars in a matter of a month of each other and whatever else. And it just feels like it's a little bit more familiar than it probably should. But look, we had a really, really close game against them in the quarterfinal last year of the Vars. It could have gone either way. And I think that both sides have probably improved since then. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens.
And final question, Dave, ahead of this game, obviously, you know, I've been to Warrington Rylands, came with a pre-season friendly, and it's a cracking setup. Hopefully a decent crowd there tomorrow in the FA Trophy, but enjoying being back, playing competitive football in front of a crowd and that kind of thing as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think the crowd's massive, you know, and obviously whether it's a couple of hundred or, you know, some of the teams are looking to get a lot more than that. But look, the crowd's massive, and it doesn't have to make a massive difference to enhancing that experience of being involved at this level, whether you're a manager or a player or part of the club. The more fans, the better. And obviously, hopefully we can put on a show for them.
Dave McNabb there, manager of Warrington Rylands, speaking to me on Friday. We're going to be moving to the Midlands Division shortly. But before that, one last team who's been doing well in the West Division. As we were discussing earlier, I have caught up with Mosley and Marine in recent weeks all around the FA Cup. So let's talk about the other team who currently find themselves in the playoffs now. That's fourth place Trafford. 5 points from top spot with a game in hand. They've had a great start to the season, and this weekend they'll be welcoming Bootle in the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And for more on Trafford now, on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their manager. So welcome to the show, to Danny Caldicott. Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us. Before we get to the FA Trophy, let's talk about the start Trafford have had to the season. It's been pretty good, hasn't it? Just a few points off top spot. I mean, how have you found the start to the season?
Yeah, we've been relatively happy. Anybody around the club will tell you that I don't really get myself too involved with the league table at this moment in time, because I think it's all a little bit too early to be getting carried away, whether you're near the bottom, in the middle or near the top. I always tend to look, you know, just after around Christmas time, because that, for me, in my opinion, will give you a true reflection of what you're about and where you deserve to be. But overall, we're really happy. You know, we assembled a really, really young squad in the summer, average age of 21. We knew there was going to be ups and downs. There still will be ups and downs because of the age and experience. But I couldn't ask for any more, really, on the whole, Ben. The lads have really taken to what we're asking from them and expecting from them. And you know, by all accounts, you know, the place is buzzing, you know, people are happy, they can see the energy in the side, they can see what we're trying to do. So at the minute, mate, touch wood, it's going well, and we hope it continues.
And for you personally as well, Danny, obviously, you've been in charge for over a year now, but this is actually going to be the first full season, touch wood, fingers crossed, COVID don't get back in the way. But how are you enjoying, you know, that step up from playing, coaching, assistant manager, and now managing? How are you finding that side of things?
I'm loving it, to be honest with you, Ben. It's something that I've probably needed in my personal life. It's come at a really good time for me, you know, to realign my focus and really get my teeth into something new, if you like, because obviously I've had a few conversations with other, you know, journalists before and people outside the club, and being a player and then going from a player to a first team coach and assistant manager, it's just totally different transition each time. You know, your responsibilities are different. You have to try and handle things as best you can. Obviously, as a player, I've said it before and I stand by it. Ultimately, every player's, you know, the same. I don't say that derogatory. It's just natural. They think about themselves. That's what they need to do. You know, a player needs to look after himself. That's the whole idea of being a player at any level, really. And then once, obviously, you move on from that, you go to your first team coach, and it's a little bit different because you've got to think about the group, and then it just evolves as obviously you get the opportunity to step up. But yeah, I'm honestly thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying it. Don't get me wrong, it's not all singing and dancing. You get your stressful moments, you get your difficult conversations, but you know, I think that's why I'm in the position that I'm fortunate to be in, because I kind of thrive in them moments and you know, them situations. I do enjoy, you know, I just like to be open and honest with people, and I think that you get buy-in from that, Ben, do you know what I mean?
And that, obviously, you know, one of the younger managers in the division this weekend, you're taking on Bootle, and I know, Brian, so I'm all right in saying this, one of the more experienced managers at Step 4. Tough game, this one, in the FA Trophy.
Yeah, so, I mean, I honestly, I couldn't, the lads will probably tell you I was on repeat last night. I couldn't have hammered it home enough. You know, the fact that we played Bootle not so long ago. I think it was maybe a month at their place. You know, unfortunately, the manager didn't stay in his job after our game. And it's a new side. You know, Brian's gone there. He's got so much experience. He's done a fantastic job with Renault at FC. Obviously not spoke to Renault about it, but I bet he was absolutely devastated when Brian decided to take the opportunity to go there, because he knows his wealth of experience is, you know, it's, you can't buy that sort of, you know, that sort of knowledge. And then as soon as he went there, I knew, I started looking at the signings, and you know, he's not daft. He knows the players, he knows the league, and he's recruiting extremely well. He'll get his side drilled, and yeah, we're expecting a very, very, very tough game tomorrow. And I've said to the boys, if you think you can turn up half-hearted or anything below 100%, then you know we're going to be out the competition. It's as simple as that, and that's the demand for tomorrow. As long as they give us everything, and they leave nothing on the pitch, then you know, if the result goes our way, brilliant. If it doesn't, then obviously we'll be happy. But that's the minimum requirement tomorrow. The face Bootle.
And final question, Danny. It comes across really well, but enjoying it and having crowds back and competitive action, juggling squads and that kind of thing, and big matches like this one on Saturday. Enjoy being back.
Yeah, honestly, mate, I'd probably speak for the whole of the country, especially everybody who's involved in football, whether they you know, they work at the club, whether they're a fan, whether they're a player, whether they, you know, they're on the staff, the manager. It's just brilliant to be back around people, you know, integrating in the dressing room, the ground, you know, the spectators, you know, the social side of it. I think everybody needs it for their own mental well-being. It's been very, very tough, you know, over the pandemic, you know, people being locked away and not really being able to be with other people or express themselves as much as they probably like. So, yeah, I'm thoroughly enjoying it, mate. It's been phenomenal, really, in terms of Trafford. The crowds have just seemed to be keep growing and growing, which is exciting. I think we've had, you know, quite a few games over 400 now at home, and you know, it's been really good. The support has been massively acknowledged and appreciated by myself and the rest of the management staff and definitely the players. You know, they talk about it all the time. It's a buzz for them, and even the away games. You know, they make the effort. I stated on Twitter, I think it was the last week, you know, some of them sacrificed a Saturday when it was a dull day. It was absolutely lashing down, and they travelled all the way up to Kendal and sang their hearts out for, you know, for over over 2 hours to spur the lads on, and you know, luckily, unfortunately for us, we ended up getting a decent victory and making it worthwhile for them. But yeah, crowds and the fans and you know, the support and backing they've given us, mate, has been nothing short of phenomenal. And you know, I'm touching wood when I'm saying this, long may it continue. But I just think, yeah, like you said, I think for everyone, mate, enjoyment is the word, and I think that's a key word now for the majority of people involved in football, whatever level it is, because I think we've probably, the pandemic taught us one thing, is that we sometimes take things for granted. And you know, when you can't do things that you love doing and you know, you need to do really for your own well-being, then it's, you know, it can become difficult. So at the moment, mate, yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. I won't be tomorrow if we don't get the result though.
Danny Caldicott there, manager of Trafford, speaking to me on Friday. Let's go to the Midlands division now, and the team currently sitting top of the table is Hales Owen Town. An unbeaten start to the season for Hales Owen. Played 10, won 8, drawn 2. 2 points clear of Chase Town and Carlton Town. We'll be hearing from Carlton Town on this week's show, as well as Ilkeston, who are currently sitting fourth. But before that, let's go to Hales Owen Town. This weekend, they've got a tough FA Trophy match away at Chase Town in the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And to hear the mood in the camp at Hales Owen on Friday evening, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show to Paul Smith. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. What a start it's been for Hales Owen this season, especially in the league. I mean, what have you made of it?
Yeah, it's been... we're probably a little bit ahead of where we should be, if I'm being honest, and that's purely based around... We've missed a number of key players over the first 2 months of the season. So we had Jack Redhead get injured very, very early, and he's out for the season. We had Richard Gregory, Harry White, Ahmed Ali, Lewis Wright, all players that are sort of played 2 out of the first 10, pretty much. So it was a very disruptive first 2 months. So I fully expected us to not be where we are. So it's testament to what the rest of the squad have done to come through the first 2 months unbeaten.
And it's remarkable as well, because despite the fact you're unbeaten and there's 2 draws in there, so 8 wins, you're only 2 points ahead. And that's how competitive this division is, isn't it? With Chase Town, Carlton, Ilkeston, Coleshill and everyone else, really, breathing down your neck. I mean, how do you stay there?
Well, firstly, it's fantastic. What I mean by that is some people might want an easy run to go and win something, but not me. I'm one of these that want competition, that want sort of something to get our juices flowing, want for a better phrase. So it's brilliant to have sides that are breathing down our necks. And what we've got to do is we've got to make sure that we do things properly and continue to improve. And if we do continue to improve, then we have a fantastic opportunity to go and win something. So it's brilliant to have 4 or 5 sides there that are in and around us, and we look forward to the battle.
And the last time we spoke, we were talking about you know, how good will it be to play at this level in step 4 in the MPL with all the local derbies, plus as well just having a crowd back and competitive football. And you've been rewarded some fantastic attendances at the club.
Yeah, we've been growing it since I came through the door. We've set it out with Keith and Karen over the last 2-3. This is the 3rd season now, albeit we haven't finished any. To make sure that we grew the football club and the fans have backed us in bucket loads, and our attendances have gone up by miles. So it's fantastic, and they're growing into us. We're growing into them, and there's that mutual respect between the two groups, and that honesty really between a group of players that have been there for a while. The majority of them, yes, we've changed 6 or 7, but still a majority. So there's some identity about the football club there. There's some heroes for the fans to be growing up with. So I think that's all helped, and long may that continue for us.
Shall we talk about the FA Trophy and tie the round? I'm going to suggest this one: Chase Town against Hales Owen Town in the second qualifying round. The league leaders taking on the team 2 points behind them, second in the league. I mean, this. What's your thoughts on this? There's easier ways of getting to the third qualifying round, I'll be honest.
Yeah, of course. I'd suggest that that both clubs weren't overly happy with the draw when the draw came out. That's for sure. That said, you know, we've been there 3 weeks ago in the league, and we came away with a 4-1 win in the league. So at the moment, we've got that slight upper hand, as in the last fixture. Although I don't believe that will make any difference to what comes tomorrow. So they'll be looking to get one back over on us. We'll be looking to to obviously to get through to the next round. And if we do things properly with the players we've got available, then I think we've got a great chance of doing that. What's important is that we have to look after what we need to do. Not worry too much about what Chasetown, although they are one of the best sides we've played against this year. It's important that we look after what we need to do. And if we do, like I say, I'm sure we can go and get a positive result.
And Paul, obviously, you know, Hales Owen have been step three in the past, not too long ago, you know, featuring on the MPL show for the Premier Division. It's going well so far, but how do you keep a lid on it now as we're towards Christmas? Not too far off now.
Yeah, well, firstly, we can't. And the reason why we can't, because we put ourselves under pressure. So, you know, the owners, the board, myself, we're putting ourselves under pressure to get promotion this year. That, you know, we're not going to hide away from that fact. We're not going to dress that down. You know, as a football club now, with what we've got set up and where we are at the moment, we've got to look to go and get promotion this year. We've been very unlucky over the last 2 years with how COVID hit us. And we're 2 years behind the plan that we've set out to go and get. So we've got to go and get promotion this year. So there's no two ways about that. And it's very hard to, or I won't even try and dress that down. So that's where we are. We put our necks on the block with that. And we've got to deal with that. And it's very, very important that we stay professional. We work very, very hard. And we've put things in place that have proved to bring us some very, very good results. And that's been over a number of years. So we'll continue to believe in those processes. As long as we do them properly and continue to work, then I fully believe that we'll get our just rewards at the end.
Paul Smith there, manager of Hales Owen Town, speaking to me on Friday. Let's go to the team currently sitting third in the league. That's Calton Town. They're 2 points off top spot. They're on the same number of points as Chasetown. But, as I've been saying on this month's Step 4 show, we have caught up with Chasetown in recent weeks. So let's hear from Calton Town now. Calton Town in the FA Trophy on Saturday will be hosting Bedworth United. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show to Tommy Brookbanks. Well, Tommy, a big welcome back to the show. And, well, it's just hit the ground running again, haven't you? Calton Town in third spot, 2 points off the league leaders in the Midlands Division. How's the start to the season been?
Fantastic, Ben, you know, to lose one game at this stage we'd have took at the start of the season. Obviously, so many games packed in as well in so few weeks. We're just over the moon with it. Everybody at Carlton is, you know, there's a buzz around the place, Ben, to be honest.
About that buzz, obviously, it's good to have people back. It's good to have competitive football back. But yeah. How good is it to be back from your point of view?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, we obviously had 18 months on and off of friendlies and meaningless games and training, and nothing compares with the real stuff. And I think a lot of people have really missed on league because the crowds have been unbelievable. You know, I think ours are up at, well, over 100%, to be honest with you, as most clubs, you know, and it's just a great feeling to be back personally, and you can see it from everybody at the club and, you know, from teams travelling to us. Everybody's enjoying it, Ben.
You know, the competition more generally in the Midlands Division.
Yeah.
Hales Owen, we all know about Hales Owen. Chasetown, Ilkeston, Coleshill, Stamford, Belper, Loughborough. I mean, it's to be in the playoffs at this point, you must be really pleased given how competitive it is.
Yeah, it's a lot tougher than the previous league. I mean, I think the previous league, it was unfortunate on Leek and Stamford. I thought in that 18-month period when we was off, they deserved to go up. If I'm honest, they were the best two teams in the league by street mile. We was in amongst the chasing pack for the playoffs. But now you're looking 12, 13 clubs, then I think, that can get into the playoffs. You know, there is some really strong teams. It's really competitive. In fact, I think the only thrashing we've seen was Ilkeston the other week, who won 8-0. Other than that, you look at the games, the 2-1, 1-0, a lot of draws, you know, and it's a great league to be in. You've just got to be on it every game, Ben.
And you mentioned where you finished off in the 1920 season.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm right, about 4th, 5th, 6th, that record was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, very early days in the season that never was last year. So, I mean, what's your targets for this season, if I can pick your brains about that this early on, Tommy? Because, you know, it's no surprise now you're up at the top end.
No, it's always been playoffs, Ben, on day one. You know, as you say, we achieved it to 2019-20 when it was suspended. This is a better squad now than what we had then in the fact that it's strength in depth. And, you know, the target from day one was playoffs, and that's still the same. You know, you don't expect to go out and win it. But we obviously believe that we can do top five. I mean, you know, we're, no doubt we can be proved wrong on that. But yeah, that's our target, and everybody at the club's behind it. And you know, with strong wind, who knows? Especially with the start we've had now as well.
And just a word on Bedworth. Obviously, you're hosting them tomorrow in the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy. So, what do you feel about the challenge? Because they've had an okay start to the season, but we all know Bedworth are a quality outfit. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on the challenge tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I thought when they come to us, they got aspirations of playoffs, and I'm sure they still have, like, a lot who are just below the top of, like, Cambridge themselves. They come to us, we beat them both 1-0, and I thought they were a really good side. So I know it's going to be tough tomorrow again. Probably like everybody in the league, we've got injuries, suspensions, you know, and that's not moaning. It's just a fact with us all playing so many games. Anybody who's got a full squad, they've done well to pick from tomorrow. So I just think that it's going to be a really tight game again, probably one goal in it. I know all about Bedworth, how they play. And yeah, it's going to be another tough one, but it's good to have an own tie at this stage, Ben.
Yeah, it really is. So get down to Carlton tomorrow. Carlton Town.
Absolutely. Yeah, get down, supporters. It's a good place to be at the moment.
Tommy Brookbanks, manager of Carlton Town. Pleasure having you back on the show, my friend. And all the best this weekend.
Yeah, good chatting to you again, Ben. All the best, buddy. Thank you.
Tommy Brookbanks there, manager of Carlton Town, speaking to me on Friday. Let's go to the team currently sitting fourth in the Midlands division then. 1 point behind Carlton Town, that's Ilkeston. Ilkeston in the FA Trophy on Saturday will be travelling to Daventry Town. And to judge the mood now at Ilkeston Town, it's a welcome back to the show to Martin Carruthers. Well, Martin, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new season to you. And, well, it's been an okay season, hasn't it, so far? I mean, what have you made of the start to the season? There's 3 points off top spot in a very competitive Midlands division and about to start the FA Trophy.
Yeah, I mean, we got off to a flying start with a great win away at Stamford, and then we went straight at home against Sporting Boulder on the Tuesday night and lost at home. So, you know, when the expectations are so high, beating one of the title favourites in the first game, we sort of had a, you know, crashing back to reality, you know, immediately, which wasn't a bad thing, really. But overall, you know, we've had a really difficult start. I think we played 8 out of the top 10 sides, so you know we knew it would be a difficult start. So we're delighted to be in this position at the minute and in contention. And we've already played Elgar in the FA Cup and got beat 2-1, so we know what they're about. Really good side, but we've got a run of games now where we think we can amass some good points and chuck in Elgar in Loughborough and Stamford in the equation. And if we pick points up in those games, then, you know, we could be in and around the top of the table come Christmas.
And I will talk about the FA Trophy in a second, Matty, but just a general thought about the Midlands division more generally, because you don't look at a league table until you played 10 games, you've played 11 now. You're in the playoff mix, certainly in the promotion hunt. So what have you made of the division more generally?
To be honest, it's been really difficult because, you know, the start of this year, there's lots of teams. Certainly, there's some teams that I know nothing about. You know, being in the Northern Premier League in the past, I've known about, you know, every team, manager, opposition, you know, in the league, because that's been, you know, where we've been playing the last 5-6 years. But this year, it's Cambridge City, Soham, Histons, Yaxley's. You know, we know little or nothing about. So it's been kind of a little bit strange. But I think now the league has settled down. I think, you know, the top 10, 11 sides who I think can beat each other. And I think there's a sort of a lower league where the teams are not as good. But, you know, we know that on any given day, if you're not on your mettle, then anybody can beat anybody. And you've got to look at Soham against Chasetown the other night. And, you know, Chasetown managed to equalise in the last minute. So we know there are no easy games. And if you know, we prepare professionally and play to our full potential, then, you know, we'll give anybody a game. But I think now the key to winning this league is the teams up there. It's the games against each other, you know, and we've still got 2 games against Elgar and they'll be real 6-pointers. So I think the team that does best against the top 10 sides will ultimately be champions or get promotion.
Let's talk about Daventry then on Saturday in the FA Trophy. I mean, what's your thoughts on this game and what's your thoughts about going on a trophy run. Obviously, something had to give in the FA Cup, didn't it, when you were playing Hales Owen? I mean, that's like a battle of the Titans, isn't it? So do you fancy a trophy run this year? And how difficult is Daventry going to be this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, the FA Cup game against Hales Owen was a really, really tough decision for us. And we went there and we made, you know, 8 or 9 changes for that game because we knew we were playing Coleshill on the Monday night. And just in terms of the amount of games we played, injuries, managing players, you know, we made that decision to rest some players with one eye on the Coleshill game. We took a bit of stick for it, but we got the result against Coleshill, which was what we wanted. But you know, even after that, we've still picked up 4 or 5 injuries now. We've got 6 on the injury list tomorrow already. So, you know, the amount of games after, you know, being off for so long has affected a lot of teams. Certainly impacted on us, and I think we've had 4 unstruck games this season, you know, already. So we're really keen to manage our players and our squad. But, you know, and the only reason we took that decision against Hales Owen was because it was a Saturday, wouldn't they? If it had been a Saturday, Tuesday, we'd have had a different mindset. But we're going there full strength against Daventry on Saturday to win the game and, you know, go as far as we can in the competition, because we're on a 5-game unbeaten run now. We want to keep that momentum going and keep winning games, and you know, we play Hales Owen on the 23rd, and we want to, you know, go into that game and beat them and try and get a result there. So everything's about winning momentum now and managing the players the best we can to maintain full fitness.
And it's all about momentum, isn't it? I mean, I know this game is away from home, but when you look at the crowds at Ilkeston this season, you know, clocking on for an average of 700, which is phenomenal, isn't it? Step 4. So, I mean, how good is it to be back, Marty, playing in front of crowds and, you know, playing in competitive games week in, week out?
Yeah, it's amazing to be back, and you can't beat that buzz going into Friday, you know, planning your team for Saturdays. And, you know, I think, you know, I've said it before, we've got the best fans, you know, in this league and probably two leagues above. You know, I'll go to the Chainsound game when we, you know, we had a special entrance day, and I think we had 1,797 in that day, and we ended up getting beat 4-3, which was a great game for the neutral, but not for us. But you know, our fans are home and away have been magnificent and certainly helped us get victories, certainly in the later part of games when, you know, when we've been struggling due to their support.
And final question, obviously it's early on in the season here, Martin, but it is good to be back, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, just to even training again, it's just the banter and getting out of the house in the evenings and being around the people and the banter and, you know, the find list and, you know, getting the kitty up. And we have like a wheel of fortune. So if you get fined, you can, on a Saturday, you can spin the wheel and you can double it or you can get off with it. So just little things like that. And it's just togetherness and keeping people, you know, their mental health, you know, really good. And certainly for a lot of our fans as well who've been housebound, it's been great to see their faces, the smiling faces, and, you know, bringing the whole local community back together again. And, you know, that's our main objective. You know, the owners have been great in terms of backing us financially on and off the pitch. And, you know, now, you know, our only focus is to try and get promotion, you know, this season. We've got a great chance and we'll keep pushing to do that.
Martin Carruthers there, manager of Ilkeston Town, speaking to me on Friday. Let's go to the East Division now, and a phenomenal start in the East Division for Liversidge. Unbeaten after the first 10 games, winning 9 and drawing 1. This weekend, Liversidge will be travelling west and taking on Lancashire side Clitheroe. And for more on this game now, as well as the great start to the season for Liversidge, on Friday, I caught up with their manager. It's Jonathan Rimmington. Well, Jonathan, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Trophy this weekend, let's talk about the start to the league campaign. It's been good. I think we can safely say that. I mean, what's it like at the moment at Liversidge?
I'm a bit disappointed, I'll be honest. it's been a rollercoaster start, hasn't it? I mean, we've done miraculously well. I think we knew that we had the right personnel, you know, we'd recruited. You know, we brought eight lads in from higher up the pyramid from last season, you know, to add to what we already had. And we already had a good squad. Some lads left, couldn't do the travelling. A couple, you know, getting to that age where they wanted to be coaching their own kids, so they left and we decided to bring in a little bit of experience from above, which we have done, and I don't think it's been a big surprise. We like to just not blow our own trumpet. You don't hear out from me, really. I don't really say too much. I just like we go by game, and hopefully, you know, gets us to where we want to get to. That's basically what we want to do. And but the start's been, well, I thought we'd do all right, but I didn't realise that, you know, playing Marth was a tough game. Marth were, I thought they were the, you know, they've been the best team we've played. The North East team seem to be quite competitive, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I was going to add, you know, because you're 6 points clear at the top. You know, Shildon, a good team. Marsh United, good team, as Chester and South Shields will vouch. You know, and I could just go down the division and talk about, you know, the likes. I don't want to miss anyone out, but I'm just going off the FA Cup mainly. You know, Cleethorpes Town, I mean, how good they've been in the FA Cup, and they're not even in the playoffs at the moment. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but we reckon they will be. So I think Cleethorpes are a little leading gem then.
No, I was going to say no, but to be top of the pile at this point with teams like that in the division, I mean, it's pretty sensational stuff. I mean, I go back to the last time we spoke, and it was about the theory of football. You know, I mean, this has been phenomenal. How do you keep on top of it though, and make sure it continues without getting too carried away?
We trained last night. We trained Tuesday in wind and rain, and we had 20 people there on Tuesday. Last night we had a couple poorly, so we had 18 there last night. So we've had a couple of injuries and a couple of suspensions. As you probably get from my tone, I don't sing too high or too loud when we're doing well, and I don't take the lows too bad when we're not doing well. So it's the players do, you know, the players are buzzing. There's a buzz around the dressing room. There's a buzz around the old club at the moment. The club's flying, and I think that's down to our recruitment, I'll be honest. Our recruitment's been amazing, and we've brought the right people, not just the players, the people. And the people at the club, it's important that we keep that going. And I just think we've got a great set of people. We want to play football. We want to play in a certain way. I think it gets us results at this moment.
I mean, how important is the FA Trophy in the grand scheme of things? Because, you know, you want to keep the run going, don't you? But Clitheroe away is a tough test.
Yeah, well, to our club it's important, and to the finances it's important. But we ain't going to go there, and we're going to go there and try and win the game. We tried to do that at Runcorn, but getting lads sent off. You know, and same at Eben, we got a man sent off at Eben, and it puts you back, doesn't it? You when you're away from home, and I know Clitheroe because my mate, what manager there, Lee Ashworth, and you know, I know they're a really, really good organised club and a really prestigious club at this level, really. You know, and you know, we're going to go there as, and in my eyes, we're going to go there as underdogs because they've been in this level for a long time, haven't they?
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? If I go back to, you know, that Welcome to the NPL show we did, it's all right playing teams in your own league, but this is a good indication about how you compare to other Step 4 clubs, doesn't it? So, I mean, that and that side of things, I suppose it'd be good to know as we head towards...
I always find that the Manchester teams and Liverpool teams, and like Runcorn, they wanted to play all the time. They pass it, they play. And if they've got a good pitch and it's And you can keep it like that all the way through season, then fine. We do a bit of both, so we can mix it. We can play longer, we can play shorter. We've got talented lads, but I find the Manchester teams always. We played Rolston in an FA Cup about 2 years ago, and the passes off at Park really 70% of the game, and then we won 1-0. You know what I mean? And it's about results for me. It's not, you know, and listen, we're going to go there and try and win the game. I don't know much about them, I'll be honest. You know, we've done a little bit of research, but it's always on the day for me. If we're up for it and we're competitive, we've got a chance.
Jonathan Rimmington there, manager of Liversidge, speaking to me on Friday. Let's talk to the team now, currently sitting second in the East Division. That's Shildon. Shildon this weekend in the FA Trophy. Got a tough game away at Cleethorpes Town. And for more on this game now, as well as the general form at the club, which has been pretty good, to be fair, in their first season at Step 4, on Friday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show, to Daniel Moore. Well, Daniel, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, a big congratulations on a great start to the season. I mean, Liversedge have been sprinting away, but that doesn't detract from the fact Shildon are second. I mean, how have you found the start of the season?
Really good, mate. Obviously, I think when we got promoted, the first thought was, you know, we're excitement. I think I spoke to you about it. And the lads have... We've had the same squad for 2 or 3 years, so it's... I think that's paid dividend now. Obviously, we've got some younger lads, and they've, you know, I think they've done really well. I'm really proud of them, how they've adapted to playing in a new division. And, you know, I think we've, you know, we did probably deserve to be where we are. I think there was one game, Clee Thoughts, where I suppose we nicked one, but we've played, you know, we played better than that against Bridlington and dropped points. So I think it'll equal itself out over the season. But on the main, I think we deserve to be where we are.
These games in hand, admittedly, for those teams outside the playoffs at the moment, but for yourselves, you've got a 9-point buffer between yourselves and the outside the playoff positions at this stage of the season. That's brilliant, isn't it? I mean, is that above expectations or on par?
Yeah, because notoriously we start poorly at best. Since I took over like four and a half years ago, I'll start to the season. I'm pulling my hair out. But I'm really pleased that we've had a good start to the season, because what I didn't want is coming up, there's some great teams in that division from top to bottom and us struggling. And then, you know, it gets on top of you. And before you know it, you're adrift. But we've got a small group and the buffer we've got, I think any manager will tell you they'd rather have points on the board than games in hand. But I'm just pleased when I don't look at the table regularly. I never have done. But it's nice to... All I've tried to do is, as a manager, and keep my teams under the radar. But there's the reporter from the North East saying, you can't keep saying that to me when you've just been promoted and you sat second in the league.
No, that's it, isn't it? I mean, when we spoke early in the year about, you know, that step up to step four and how Shildon were going to cope, you know, it's been phenomenal, isn't it? I mean, you're above Marsh United in the league table, and we all know how good Marsh are at the moment. So how do you keep a lid on it, though, and make sure that people don't get carried away?
I think it's because I've had this group of players near enough. If you look back, we've only ever bought 2 or 3 bodies in over a summer, and 1 or 2 gone out, really. So the players I've had, and I said this to a guy the other week, we put a belief in youth maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So I was playing lads in the Northern League, which is, as you know, notoriously very demanding and hard. And they were playing for me when they were 17, 18. Now they're 21, 22, when they're thriving from, I suppose, playing regular men's football. And I think the average age of the back four, if I don't play anyway, is, you know, 22, 21, 22. And obviously we've got Alex White, who's 31. But other than that, we've got a real good 8 or 9 players that are 24 and under. So I think it's down to the group we've got. You know, no one ever wants to leave our football club, which is a testament to the way it's run by the chairman, supporters, volunteers. So no one really ever wants to leave. And that was the case in the summer.
You mentioned a previous encounter with Clee Thorpes Town, and that takes us to the FA Trophy on Saturday, an away trip to them. Clee Thorpes have been pretty good in the FA Cup, in all fairness. What's your thoughts on this game on Saturday?
To be honest, I think they're probably the best team we've played. Them and I weren't there for the Mass game, but I think Clee Thorpes are the best that I've seen in that division. Very, very well organised, very good players. And like I said, I think we pinch one down there in the league, but you're going to get them, I think. But it's going to be, for me, it's the toughest tie we could have got at this level. Obviously, Dunstan have got a tough tie away at Workington, but other than that, I think, obviously, like you said, the way they're performing in the FA Cup, and, you know, they're still doing very well in the league. They've got games in hand. So I think it's very tough away game. But, you know, we know what to expect from them. And now, when we went down there, we were missing 4 or 5 bodies. So I know the team that will be going down there tomorrow is, you know, be 7 or 8 players that are different to what was down there a few weeks ago.
And final question, Daniel. I think it comes across in this interview, but it's good to be back, isn't it? And playing in these games like this. I mean, the last time we spoke, it was about the theory of competitive action. And here we are, big games like this one, and you know, flying high in the league table and that kind of thing, chasing promotion and the playoff spots. I mean, it's good to be back, isn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant. And obviously, and I'm guessing every club will be exactly the same. It just creates a bit of a buzz around now. Football's back and getting people back in grounds. And obviously, for us, it's brand new. We're going to different grounds, meeting different people, myself meeting different managers. And it's, I think you can tell that every club you go to is very grateful that, you know, we're all back playing football and that, you know, it looks like, you know, we're over the worst of it and it can carry on and the seasons will pan out how they're going to pan out, hopefully just by playing football and enjoying it, really.
Daniel Moore there, manager of Shildon, speaking to me on Friday. And lastly, for September's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show, let's go to the team currently sitting fourth in the East Division of the Northern Premier League. Ossett United, they're 1 point behind Marsh United and currently sit 7 points inside the playoffs. It's been a great start to the season. This weekend, Ossett United will be travelling over the Pennines to take on Mosley. And to find out the mood at the club on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome to the show to Wayne Benn. Well, Wayne, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Trophy, just a general catch up on the start to the season. It's been all right for us at United during the playoff spots. I mean, how's it been?
Yeah, it's been decent. We got off to a really good start. Last couple of league games not so good. But you're gonna get that. You know, you're gonna get ups and downs. You're gonna get bumps in the road. But I think if we were offered where we sit currently in the league, you know, in pre-season or before the season started, I think we would have taken that. You know, we're starting to get a few injuries and stuff like that. So we've got to, you know, we've got to regroup and go again, so to speak. But yeah, more than happy, really, with where we sit currently in the league.
A lot of the headlines, obviously, for the East Division has been taken up by Liversidge and the brilliant start they've had. But when I look at Ossett United in fourth, you've got a 7-point gap to outside the playoffs. Now, admittedly, Brighouse and Cleethorpes and Dunstan and the like have got games in hand, but you'd rather be where you are, wouldn't you, with the points on the board at this stage, that's for sure.
Yeah, you want points on the board, obviously. We're fully aware that, you know, if the teams around us win the games in hand, obviously that'll affect the league position slightly. But to be honest, they're not really focusing too much on the league position at the moment. I think you know, come Christmas time or certainly when you've played most teams in the division, that's probably the time to look and assess where you are and what your targets, you know, what the realistic targets are for the season. You know, so I think we're a while away from that. You know, we've got a big game next Friday, actually, against Liversidge. And you're right, they've had an unbelievable start. They're setting a really great pace for everybody to try and keep up with. But like you said, you know, when you sit back in the cold light of day and look at it, you know, we are only 7 points behind them. And if we were to get a positive result or, you know, win the game next Friday, potentially can get to within 4 points of them. So I think I'm hoping Liversidge come back to everybody. And I'm hoping that we can just keep accumulating points, stay in the mix, staying in and around the playoff spots, hopefully, you know, for the next month or two. And then really, just like I said, reassess. And if we're still in the mix, you know, let's go and try and have let's give it a go. Let's try and get in there and see if we can, you know, finish in the playoff spots. And then it's a bit of a lottery, really.
And what an unbelievable achievement that would be as well, because when I look at the East Division, you know, we talked about Liversidge there, but we've got Marsh United, who are in a mere third position in this division. That's how competitive it is. And you know, you look at mid-table, you've got Stocksbridge, Frickley, Stockton, Lincoln United, Hebburn Town. It's an unbelievable division, isn't it, this year, the East Division?
It is. It's really tough. It's a division where, you know, if you're not at your best, there's a large chance that you're going to get beat. It really is that competitive. And you've named teams there. And I just feel like everybody will feel like they've got a squeak at getting, you know, put a run together and you get in a big, you know, good run of form. And
You can accumulate points. You know, you can quickly move up the table. It is quite close. It is compact. Every team can beat every other team, and it is. It's really tough. And the restructure, you know, the restructure has made it as difficult as ever. But it's great because you've got a lot of local derbies in there, and there's less travelling, and it's a fantastic league to be involved in. If we can hang on to the coattails of the guys above us, and if we can keep doing our jobs properly, I see no reason why we can't gatecrash the playoff situation. And like I said, you know, hopefully give everybody a great end to the season to look forward to. But there's so much football to be played between now and then. There's so many twists and turns. There'll be defeats along the way. I'm absolutely certain of that. It's too competitive, this division, for you to not get defeats. So it's just about staying level-headed and keeping cool heads and not overreacting to defeats and equally not overreacting if you put a few wins together, because it's so tough and so competitive that you only need a couple of poor results and obviously your league position can be badly affected. So yeah, it's exciting. It's great for the supporters. It's great in terms of there's so many more local derbies. I think the attendances are proving that. And absolutely, yeah. It's a real good division to be involved in.
Yeah, Ulster United average attendance over 400, which isn't bad at all at Step Four, to be fair. And with regards to you personally, Wayne, I was speaking to you off air, wasn't there, before we came on, and talking about approaching your 2-year anniversary, and fingers crossed, touch wood, and all that. This will be your first full season in charge, and that's how ridiculous it's been, hasn't it? I mean, how are you finding it at Ulster?
Yeah, listen, I love it at Ulster United. It's a fantastic football club. It's run by really, really good people. We've got a phenomenal group of volunteers. The fan base is second to none. We're desperate, really, to bring some success to Ulster United. It is a club full of potential. We haven't got the budget of some in our league. It's tough at times. But yeah, it's can't foresee COVID coming on the scenes. And like I said, I've been here coming up to 2 years and haven't completed a full season. It's crazy. And that is disruptive for us as a management team, for the players. But we seem to be on the right tracks. Put a good squad together. We haven't got the biggest of squads. And like I said, you know, we are getting injuries are starting to bite a little bit. So we need to keep an eye on that. And we might need to look at strengthening the squad in the next few weeks if that doesn't change. But all in all, I think we're more than happy with the start that we've made. And I think that there's so much more to come from my group of players. And it's just getting them to believe that. And like I said, try and put a run of results together, which is so difficult because it's so competitive. But yeah, enjoying it, enjoying every aspect of it, enjoying the challenge. Feel lucky and honoured really to be manager of Ulster United. It's a fantastic football club, so long may it continue.
Great stuff. And final question, Wayne. I've got you on as well to talk about the FA Trophy and this. You just talked about just getting some wins on the board, getting a run going. This is tricky, isn't it? Mosley away. Mosley have been brilliant in the West Division thus far, and they've had a decent FA Cup run too. So what's your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, listen, Mosley have been flying, and we're under no illusion this is going to be a really tough game. We're going to be a little bit under strength. It'd have been a really tough game had we been at full strength. So we've got it all to do, but we'll go as we always do. We'll go across there and we'll be positive, and we'll try and play on the front foot, and we'll try and cause Mosley problems. But you got to tip your hat and respect the start that they've made in another really tough division. You know, the North West division's very competitive and very tough also. So yeah, Mosley probably start favourites, but favourites don't always win, and we'll go there and be positive. And we certainly won't be making excuses for the people that are not available or they're missing through injury. You have squads for a reason, so we'll go and give it as best shot. And if we perform to the levels that we're capable of, we're certainly more than capable of going there and getting the victory.
Wayne Benn there, manager of Ulster United, speaking to me on Friday. And that's it for this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me, and a big, big good luck to everyone in FA Trophy action on Saturday. That's it for this month's show. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.